think Michelle is going to be kind enough to help us out and do the swearing in, since the mayor of a township can't swear people in officially. So all of that said, let's do a flag salute and we'll get moving.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. This is a public meeting of the mayor and council of the township of Kirkland, County of Hutterton, State of New Jersey. Adequate notice of this meeting has been given in accordance with the Open Public Meetings Act, and that the notice of an agenda for this meeting is posted on the bulletin boards in the municipal building, and faxed to the Hutterton County Democrat, the Express Times, the Courier News, the Hutterton Review, and the Star Ledger. Could I go roll call, please?
Nope. First, you have to swear in Tom and
Mark.
Here we go.
Ah, perfect. We just did the Open Public Meetings Act, so we're ready to. That's okay. If you were concerned, you thought it might be still 7:30 and not 7. So you arrived just in time. So the first action item is the oath of office to Councilman Pochinowski. It does this occasionally. I'm putting it on airplane mode. Yeah. Okay. All right. I think we're okay for now.
Oh, the phones?
Is it phones?
So it didn't sound like a GSM noise, but it happens randomly at planning board too. So. Okay. So you need to swear in Mr. Coach Nelson and Mr. Strauss. Strauss. Who would like to go first?
In the front there. Mm-hmm.
Michael, my son Michael, young Republican, future mayor of Clinton Township.
Let me talk to him first.
I state your name.
I, Thomas Kochinowski.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
And the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same.
And to the governments established in the United States.
And to the governments established in the United States.
And in this state.
And in this state.
Under the authority of the people.
Under the authority of the people.
And I will faithfully.
And I will faithfully,
impartially, and justly perform all the duties,
and justly perform all the duties
of a councilman, according to the best of my ability,
according to the best of my ability.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Mark's brother's gonna.
Studios? Yep. Thank you. Thank you.
I'm Mark Strauss.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
And the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
That I will bear true faith.
I will bear true faith.
And allegiance to the same.
And allegiance to the same.
And to the governments established.
And to the governments established.
In the United States and in this state.
In the United States and in the state.
Under the authority of the people.
And the authority of the people.
And I will faithfully, impartially, and justly.
And I will faithfully, impartially, and justly.
Perform all the duties of a councilman.
Perform all the duties of a councilman.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations.
Roll call. I'd like to thank everybody for turning out. Normally, if we had a crowd this big, we'd be very nervous up here. So welcome to everybody, particularly the Republican Committee and the Republican Club. I see a bunch of members in there. And one of our employees is here, Gavin O'Brien. So, and of course, Rich Shaw from Open Space. I'm not sure who else is back there, but welcome. And please, we have cookies and coffee, and please come up and just enjoy yourself. Now we can do the roll call.
Yes.
See the full council.
Okay. Councilman Strauss?
Here.
Councilman Kochanowski?
Here.
Councilwoman Switlick?
Here.
Councilman Malay?
Here.
And Mayor Higgins?
Here.
Now we have a quorum.
Terrific. And first item is Resolution 01-19, which is the appointment, the reappointment of the Township Clerk. Carla's term really ends on January 5th, and she's being sworn in for a three-year term so she can preside over this meeting and subsequent meetings. So who would like to do the honors?
I'll make the motion to adopt that resolution.
I'll second.
Woo-hoo.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed or abstained? Thank you.
Thank you.
So.
Let's go.
You're right here in the middle?
No, yeah.
I, Carla Connor.
I, Carla Connor.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support.
That I will support.
The Constitution.
The Constitution.
Of the United States.
Of the United States.
And the Constitution.
And the Constitution.
Of the State of New Jersey.
And the State of New Jersey.
That I will bear true faith.
That I will bear true faith.
And allegiance.
And allegiance.
To the same.
To the same.
And to the governments.
And to the governments.
Established in the United States.
Established in the United States.
And in this state.
And in this state.
Under the authority.
Under the authority.
Of the people.
Of the people.
And I will faithfully.
And I will faithfully.
Impartially.
Impartially.
And justly perform.
And justly perform.
All the duties of the municipal clerk.
All the duties of the municipal clerk.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Our next item is a nomination for council president, and I would like to nominate Brian Malay for another term as council president.
I'd like to second that.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed or abstaining? Thank you. You got it again. All right. Woo-hoo. Thank you very much. And now we got to swear you in.
The face right here.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, glad you're prepared. I, Brian Malay.
I, Brian Malay.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
And the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same.
And to the governments established.
And to the governments established.
In the United States and in this state.
In the United States and in this state.
Under the authority of the people.
Under the authority of the people.
And I will faithfully, impartially, and justly.
And I will faithfully, impartially, and justly
perform all the duties of council president.
Perform all the duties of council president.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
And the next individual to be sworn in is we're going to do an oath of office to Annandale Hose Officer Colby Williams. Are you ready? Okay. You can do this. Are you going to hold the Bible, Doc?
No, he's got somebody here.
Ah, terrific.
Yep.
Oh, is somebody going to do it?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, they'll hold the Bible.
All right.
Who's holding the Bible?
Maybe not the Bible.
Nope.
I, I, Colby Williams.
I, Colby Williams.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
And the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
That I will bear true faith.
That I will bear true faith.
And allegiance to the same.
And allegiance to the same.
And to the governments established.
And to the governments established.
In the United States and in this state.
To the United States and this state.
Under the authority of the people.
Under the authority of the people.
And I will faithfully.
And I will faithfully.
Impartially.
Impartially.
And justly perform all the duties.
And justly and impartially perform the duties.
Of the fourth lieutenant.
Of the fourth lieutenant.
Of the Annandale Hose Company.
Of the Annandale Hose Company.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations.
Next item is Resolution 2-19, and that's appointing professionals. They're appointed by the mayor and the administrator with the advice and consent of council. It's the same slate as last year, excuse me, and with the exception, we've added Bob Martucci from Van Cleef Engineering as a consulting engineer for special projects. Any questions? No? I'll make the motion then. And do we need a call?
Nope.
Okay. In that case, everybody in favor?
Aye.
Opposed or abstained? Thank you. And now we're up to the appointments of mayor to the various boards. Some of our boards are appointments made by the mayor. Some are suggested by the mayor and approved with the advice and consent of council. These are, in our form of government, appointments by the mayor. So. Not some changes, but not too many. Finance Committee, Brian Millay, Tom Kochanowski, same as last year. Personnel is Jesse Landon and myself, same as last year. The Board of Adjustment, Sharon Stevens is re-upping. Tom Yeager is moving from an alternate up to seat number two. David Pfeffer is swapping, actually. This is along the lines of personnel development. David was on the planning board for the last few years. So we thought we would move him to the Board of Adjustment, and in exchange, you'll see later, Phil Blazer is moving from the Board of Adjustment to the Planning Board to make sure they've got as much experience as they can. So Dave is on alternate one. Dan McTiernan, a former councilman, is alternate two on the Board of Adjustment. The Environmental Commission, Steve Krummenhoff, is moving to a new term on seat three. Andy Holt, who is the water engineer for Town Clinton and a partner in Suburban Consulting. He's got degrees in obviously engineering and environmental. He's being named as chair and has taken a new term in C4. Douglas Picotta is re-upping in C5. Jeff Vardy is coming new to the board for a one-year term as alternate one. Jeff is a PhD scientist, runs a neuroscience group at Merck. Pat Uriak, we're very happy she's agreed to take another term as alternate two. Cable Committee, we are still trying to finish that off with Comcast. Dan Murphy, Dan runs an independent IT outfit and knows an awful lot about this stuff, is appointed to a vacancy on C3. Dan McTiernan, who was the council liaison for this, he's not getting away from the cable committee, so we've appointed him to it until we finish the job. So he's coming to C3. These terms, this board is kind of an ephemeral or sort of episodic board where once we have a contract with Comcast, the board goes into senescence until the next franchise is up and that we have to reconstitute it. Historic Preservation, Rich Scheidt has agreed to re-up. And C3, he also serves on the planning board. Marky Carty is also re-upping as an alternate two. As I say, Rich Scheich is C2, class two on the planning board for another term. Sam Mardini, who is the township engineer for, Springfield and Union County. Sam is re-upping for another four-year term. John Kilduff, who's done a lot of yeoman work for the township on rec, is re-upping for another term as alternate one. Phil Glazer is moving to alternate two for the one-year unexpired term. So those are my appointments, and now we've got appointments to be approved by Township Council. We're nominating, it's kind of a funny thing. It's almost like a liaison, but it's a formal board position on the planning board. I've asked Mr. Kochanowski to occupy seat three, which is a class three member. It's a council member of the planning board. The mayor's class one. Rich Scheich, as a township official on another board, occupies a class two seat. And class four is the citizens who have no other appointments in the town. So Mr. Kochanowski has been kind enough to accept that, and I would ask, I'll make the motion that we approve that.
I'll gladly second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed or abstaining? Thank you. And I think I can run off the next three and just have one vote on it, hopefully. Open Space Advisory, Angie Doyle, who's in the audience tonight, is going for another term, citizen seat three. Micah Versa. Mike is one of the founders of Hunters Helping the Hungry. He's an accountant with Amper, and he's agreed to join as alternate two for a two-year term. Recreational Advisory Committee, Scott Cahill, seat two. He's re-upping for a full term. And Mario Manfrey is also re-upping for a full term. They're the youngest two members of that board. It's always helpful for REC to have some folks that have kids young enough to be in the REC program, so we kind of go in the right direction. Clinton Township Sewer Authority, Mike Moore, is re-upping for another five-year term. And these terms expire on January 31, unlike all the others, and these particular seats will then run for 5 years, going out from February 1st. And Dan McTiernan is joining as alternate one. So those are my suggestions.
I'll make a motion to accept them.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed or abstaining? Thank you. And now we've got personnel appointments. The zoning officer will be Tom Sylvia. No changes really from the prior year. Health benefits coordinator, Debbie Demet. I can never say Debbie.
Demet Jenny.
Debbie works for me. Recycling coordinators is Jay from our DPW. Public agency compliance officer is Jesse Landon, and the public defender is Scott Mitzner. And do we have to vote on these, or are these just on the first start? Just making sure. And the council liaisons, Board of Education, Mark Strauss. We're going to leverage Mark's experience as a longtime member of the North Hunterdon School Board. North Hunterdon Dorothy's is Amy. She's continuing on in that assignment and really has done a wonderful job cementing our relationship with that school system. EC, Mark is going to be the liaison to the Environmental Commission. Historic Preservation, Amy Swidler. She was founding on from last year on that one. Open Space Advisory, I'm continuing on that. Recreation Committee, Brian Malay's agreed to move over there. And Brian will continue as the CTSA, or the Sewer Authority liaison. And the Cable Advisory, since Dan's no longer on council, I figured I'd take over his seat and report back to council on the goings-on of that group. So, can I have a motion, or if you need any discussion?
No.
All right, so we're up to the consent agenda, and these are items that are relatively routine in nature and may be approved a single vote. And it's items like the meeting schedule, setting the reorg meeting for next year, okay, et cetera, et cetera. So any discussion or concerns?
We can vote on all of them at once, right?
Correct. Okay. Yeah.
I'll make a motion for all of them.
Okay. Amy seconded. All those in favor?
No, no. Money. Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilman Kochanowski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlick?
Yes.
Council President Millay?
Yes.
Mayor Higgins?
Yes. Now we're up to more resolutions. These have to be done one at a time. So the first one of these is the reappointment, actually, of a municipal prosecutor. Kathy Erickson has done a fine job in that responsibility at a very busy court. We'll hear somewhere between 50 and 70 cases every Wednesday, and she's being reappointed. Any discussion or concerns? Now I'll make a motion. Second.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilman Kuchinowski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlik?
Yes.
Council President Millay?
Yes.
Mayor Higgins?
Yes. Next resolution is 16-19. It's transferring funds. In government, unlike a lot of corporations, you need the right amount of money on every single line in the budget. So in the last 2 months of the year, you can move money around. The total doesn't change, but you can take money out of one line, put it on another. And these are very routine transfers, much reduced to the prior year. Discussion? No? I'll make the motion on this one.
I'll second.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilman Kuchinowski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlik?
Yes.
Council President Millay?
Yes.
Mayor Higgins?
Yes. The next resolution is 17-19, and this is basically adopting a temporary budget. In New Jersey, budgets are normally not done. We have to finish the close, get the auditors to look at things. We normally get around to the budget in the March-April period, so you're allowed to appropriate up to 26% of the annual budget, and it's always done at the reorg meeting. This lines up pretty well with last year. A few changes, mostly style changes with the new CFO. Any discussion?
No. I'll make the motion.
I'll second it.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilman Kuchinowski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlik?
Yes.
Council President Millay?
Yes.
Mayor Higgins?
Yes. And Resolution 18-19 is the release of certain performance guarantees and escrows. The ones in question on this one are associated with cell towers for Verizon for $4,000. Very routine. Any questions? I'll make the motion.
I'll second.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilman Kuchinowski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlik?
Yes.
Council President Millay?
Yes.
Mayor Higgins?
Yes. Resolution 19-19. This is designating the commissioner and alternate commissioner for the Somerset County Joint Insurance Fund for 2019. This is also known as the JIF. Last year, we renewed our membership in that JIF for 3 years, ending 12/31/21. And the individuals doing these jobs unchanged from prior year.
And if I recall, we've done a pretty good job getting some money back from the JIF.
Yeah,
$21,000.
Yeah, every year.
That's good.
Very nice. So I'll make the motion.
Second.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilman Kuchinowski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlik?
Yes.
Council President Millay?
Yes.
Mayor Higgins?
Yes. Resolution 2019 is the appointment of the Emergency Management Coordinator. This is a position that requires an individual, hopefully with experience, that lives in the township. And I'm pleased to appoint, or suggest that we appoint, Rob Bambola. Rob is the fellow who's worked for 28 years as a police officer in Summit, retiring as a lieutenant, then went off into corporate security. He was the assistant OEM guy for Summit for a long period of time, and also was an elected Republican, they're called commissioners, in Cranford, New Jersey. So we welcome him to the community. He's got BOCU, FEMA certificates, and training certificates and everything else. So. And he just wants to give back to the new community, his new community. So any discussion from council?
No, Madam Knight, very nice guy, seems qualified.
I'll make the motion.
I'll second.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilman Kuchinowski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlik?
Yes.
Council President Millay?
Yes.
Mayor Higgins?
Yes. Resolution 2119 is also associated with the OEM function. This is appointing members to the Township Local Emergency Management Council. And this is required under the rules and regulations for the OEM function. The membership is almost unchanged from last year. Officer in charge, Melski, replaces OIC Higgins, and Tom Long joins us from the Annandale Hose Company. Otherwise, the same as last year. Questions?
I'll move the resolution.
Second.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilman Kuchinowski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlik?
Yes.
Council President Millay?
Yes.
Mayor Higgins?
Yes. The last resolution, mercifully, is Resolution 2219, it's a resolution of intent to fund affordable housing programs in the township's third round housing element for a share plan in the event of a spending plan shortfall. Just make a little bit of a comment. This particular commitment is already embodied in our agreement with Fair Share Housing Center, which has been endorsed by the courts and the court's special master. We were in Somerville on December 20 for a compliance hearing, which is the last legal step in this very long trail of actions that we took to satisfy our affordable housing obligations, defined first and then satisfied. We're very confident we will get a judgment of compliance and repose, which is equivalent to what used to be called a COA approval from the court. That will protect us against builders' remedy lawsuits until the end of 2025. So it's really something we've been working toward for more than 2 years. This particular requirement was a part of our agreement with the courts, and we had a plethora of actions to take. We just plain missed this one, or it would have been done, you know, last fall. So if we need to put money into those projects that we're sponsoring, in particular the 100% projects, if we don't get the favorable financing, the 9% tax credit financing tranche, the odds are we may have to put money in to make those projects go. This affirms the commitment that we made to do this as part of our agreement with Fair Share Housing Center.
And the 100% affordable projects reduce the overall number of new housing units.
Oh my lord, yeah, by factor four or five, yeah. Yeah, so those are preferred. They have a nice small footprint. We did get the favorable financing for the project under construction next to the firehouse on Beaver Avenue. We were 1 point shy on our application awarded this last November, so we didn't make it. The rules in this process are being changed. We're confident that next year, next May, we'll have a submittal that will be a perfect point submittal with some good tiebreakers. So we've got one more bite of the apple for this project, the next project, which is out here on Route 31 South. So this is the last action we have to take to satisfy the courts. In terms of our overall plan, so I strongly recommend that we approve it. Any discussion? Or?
Yeah.
No, I think the protection from the builder's remedies is important, so I'll make a motion.
Second.
Councilman Strauss.
Yes.
Councilman Kochanowski.
Yes.
Councilwoman Swetlik.
Yes.
Council President Miller.
Yes.
Mayor Higgins.
Yes. Thank you very much. And now that odious part of the evening where we have to pay the bills. They look to be in order from my perspective. Any discussion on that?
No? I'll move to pay the bills.
I'll second it.
Councilman Strauss.
Yes.
Councilman Kochanowski.
Yes.
Councilwoman Swetlik.
Yes.
Council President Miller.
Yes.
Mayor Higgins.
Yes. And now we're up to our first and last public comment period. Are there any members of the public that would like to make any comments? I don't see a lot of motion out there.
Did we inform our newest council member of his duties?
Well, I'd like to make a public comment. So I just want to recognize that earlier there, and still, Jason is here, there's some young Republicans in the audience, and it's nice to see them come out.
Yeah.
The ones that left hopefully ran home to study, but they're not here. I want to thank them and Jason for coming. Try and get your friends to come to some of these meetings. This is a pretty boring one. The others can be exciting and educational.
Yeah, this one is it's designed to be routine, you know, right. All these resolutions, and, you know, we just kind of do the same resolutions for the most part every year. Sometimes the meetings are well-attended and pretty interesting, yeah. So that's great advice. Anybody else? Otherwise, the man in the far...
I'm supposed to... You're supposed to...
Hold on.
I did all to take out the trash.
Nice and easy.
Motion to adjourn.
I'll second it.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed or abstaining? Thank you.